It happens. And to all of us, I think. But certainly to me. Sometimes you need a small amount of assistance, and being able to render it to yourself is ideal. So please lay down where you would go to sleep this time. It can be different from times before. Sleep hygiene, the practice of controlling factors about your sleep, can include where, but it has many dimensions. And sometimes an experience you undergo can be part of your sleep hygiene, your routine, including this experience. So even if where you decide to resume rest changes, your position changes, whatever you change, it could be changing for the better by adding a diversity to where you have performed this particular exercise. If this exercise is part of your routine, part of your procedure for returning to rest, then that's for the better. So let's try. Laying down wherever you are, and however you're comfortable. Anything distracting that's within your control, remove it. Take the time. You have the time. And before you do shut your eyes, take a deep breath in for me once you're in position. In through the nose, and out through the mouth. Close your eyes as you exhale, and focus on the feeling. In particular, feeling just how heavy your form can be. Your body is in place, safe and purposeful. The pleasure of breathing deep while having a purpose is available to you and can be helpful. Feel the weight of yourself in place, purposeful, the simple purpose defined as listening, allowing these words to press you down a little into the surface you rest on. You can start anywhere, but it might start as light sinking heaviness around your wrists, your palms, your shoulders, head, neck, all of you and each piece by piece, and you're resting wherever you are. The surface beneath you holding you up, but also comforting, surrounding you in a way. It might take a bit, and that's normal, natural. So whatever feels right, the way you breathe, the way you rest, let it be and allow yourself to naturally exist as you do. And I offer an exercise, an idea. Let's do what I do. Occupy. Purposeful but simple occupation for one's mind. I want you to explore slowly sliding downward, doing what I do, which is, I count. And it's changed over time. At first, I'd count forward. I'd visualize things. Sheep is the classic, I guess. Then I'd count downward, because if I chose a number and began to work my way downward, I'd start at 100, or do multiples of 100, or doing 100 over and over, and then 1,000, because one long count down seemed simpler. And then I found that more, higher and higher. Higher numbers could be better. I've gotten more soothing, more efficient. Developed this routine as part of falling back to sleep. Knowing if you're high up in the numbers, you won't quite arrive at zero by the time you fall asleep, and even if you did, starting at a high number again helps you feel tired back out. So you've got room to chill, to drift, to blank out at the end and just fall asleep. Eventually, and what I've been doing lately, what's worked best of all, although maybe this is just the latest development, is changing my counting base. You can imagine counting down. 10, 9, 8. Keeping your breathing steady and regular. 7, 6, 5, and so on down to 0. And you can imagine 11, which is a 1 in the tens place, and a 1 in the ones place. And counting down from 11 goes 11. And then it goes 10, which is a 1 in the 10's place, and nothing in the 1's place. And then 9, because you traded in the 1 in the 10's place. 10 ones and took one away, leaves you with 9. Basics, the very basics. Well, I enjoyed the idea of shifting that around. What if you didn't have a 10's place? So, you'd see something that looked like 11. But make the 10's place into something else, say an 8's place. So that means your number system would just have 1 and 2, 3 and 4. 5 and 6 and 7. So what looks like an 11 will be a 1 in the 8's place and a 1 in the 1's place. So you'd go 11, or what we call 11. I suppose you'd call it something different in base 8. And you go down to 10, or what looks like 10. And then you'd go down again, trading the 1 in the 8's place for 8 ones, taking one away, and what's left? 7. A 7 in the 1's place, going from 10 to 7 because you traded down and took one away, leaving 7, and then it goes as normal. 6, 5, 4, and so on. And if you had 100, breathing deep and relaxing, you'd go from 100 to 77 because there's only the numbers 0 through 7, and you go 76, 75. Because there is no 8, no 9. In the same way, there's no single digit higher than 9 in base 10. There is no single digit higher than 7 in base 8. 74. Breathing deeply and thinking of counting in this shifted way. Changes in perspective helping. 73. So often all it takes is a slight shift in perspective to see your own status a little differently. 72. 71. 70. And of course, next comes 67, because there is no 8, no 9. So when you would count to 8, you instead go up 1 in the next highest place. And 8 in the 1's place is instead 10, because you add one more to the 10's place, or more rightly, the 8's place. All a simplistic way of illustrating, but that's what I do. I count down slowly in octal from very high numbers. Or in base 14, or some other shifted thing, where I have to use a little bit of purpose to remember. Have to shift the counting base, so you can try 100 in base 8. A bit of concentration. It uses and tasks the mind just a little. And at first you think, well, that's a little hard to keep track of, tired as I am. But over time you get so used to it, it's effortless. Anything can become effortless with a shift in perspective. And eventually you get so used to it that your brain gets prone to drifting away when you're doing it. And if your thoughts drift, you can just let go of the numbers. They'll still be there. Come back to the one you happen to remember. The moments when you yawn and say, oh, to hell with this number stuff, I'm tired. That's useful. If you drift off too much, the count can be a helpful reminder to keep on drifting. Steadfast, continuous, plodding to put your thoughts back on track toward their destination. Steadfast, continuous, plodding, methodical. Continuous things give you an anchor to put you to a simple task and keep you there. A task of breathing, of counting, of noting the numbers and also your own experience of relaxation. If it gets enjoyable, when you have a mistake or two or lose track, it can be enjoyable to just kind of lazily fix on the last one you said, zoom back to the last number you're sure you said, and resume counting, the count sliding down, sliding in reverse down the numbers. Simple though it can be, it can also be useful to direct all your effort there. I realize there's less and less force in the counting, and more relaxing, blank, meandering. A countdown that is simple and fixed, taking you predictable but deeper places within relaxation, going down, backwards, bringing your brain to, oh hey, what was the last number? But starting over is fine. And starting high is best. It's just a meaningless but pleasant thought. Your body falls into a certain rhythm, and rest is more normalized. You're conditioning, allowing, creating circumstances of predictable sleep habituation. And you let what can happen, happen. Counting is something you can come to grips with, influence, control, and accept. But it has a correct pattern which you are following and performing to as you slide down. So as you relax and think only about the meaningless mental games you can play, that nonetheless exhaust, creating the circumstances for sleep. Steadfast and continuous, the path is already known and set, and you can continue, and drift off, noticing whatever you do, feeling what you feel, and always finding a deeper place, another small game, another purposeless pleasure of sinking peaceful non-awareness into you, digit after digit, whatever the base may be. The only thing on your mind, and you'll do it as you please, is the counting down, a game as simple and meaningless, but you can notice the way it flows, notice the way number to number drifts and merges together, a pleasant way to pass the time, until continuing in this way sees you to exactly where you want to be, rest, and slipping, and sinking, yawning, counting. And if you lose track, that's easily returned to. The track is there. Like the surface under you is there, embracing you. And you can shift on it. As you can change your number at any time. It's all perfectly natural. Let relaxation and peace arrive. As your mind has something to do. So your form can relax right where it is. Counting. Changing. Shifting perspective and creating enough busy work until zero eventually arrives. Though it might be something you remember as you yawningly awake, sometime in the distant future, when the counting is complete, or sleep interrupts one of the many cycles. Counting, relaxing, simply having something peaceful to do as you note your body's reaction, and your mind's peaceful, restful occupation. Drift around, float around, at peace, at rest, with something for the mind to do, and a body that only needs to follow, that does less and less on the track downward, that rests more and more as you go lower and lower in number, towards zero on a drifting and helpful tide.